and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And it's the month of June, which is actually the month where most couples will end up getting married. And in fact, over 13,000 marriages will happen this month in the United States alone. And as we're continuing our discussion on doing good this month, it's important to note that while marriage is romantic and exciting and fun, it's also about service and doing good to your spouse. Marriage therapists and researchers Drs. John and Julie Gottman have found that a successful long-term marriage comes down to one basic trait: kindness. So the Gottmans did a really interesting experiment in 1990 at the University of Washington. They built an apartment there, and they invited newlywed couples one by one to come and stay at the apartment for 24 hours. And while they were there, the Gottmans got to observe the couples cooking together, eating together, chatting, and hanging out, and they'd record how they were interacting with each other. And then 6 years later, the Gottmans contacted all of the couples from their experiment to see how their marriages were going. And based on the acts of kindness that they observed between the couples in 1990, the Gottmans were able to predict with 94% accuracy which couples were happily married, unhappily married, or divorced 6 years later. So here are the different acts of kindness that they observed with these married couples. Type number one is called turning towards your spouse. And Dr. Gottman said that many times a day, spouses make these bids to each other for attention or connection. So for example, a husband might be reading a book and he turns to his wife and tells her about this interesting passage that he just read. Now she has a choice in that moment. She can either turn towards her husband by acknowledging what he says and maybe even asking him to read the passage in the book aloud to her, or she could say something kind of half-hearted such as, "Oh, that's nice," and move on with her activity. Or she could snap and say something really rude, like, "Stop interrupting me. I'm too busy to read with you right now." So those last two are examples of turning away from your spouse. And obviously, in this scenario, the husband brought up this passage in a book because he thought it was important or interesting enough to share with his wife. And when she turns down his bid for attention or conversation about this topic, he's going to be much less likely to want to share things in the future because he won't want to be met with hostility or passive interest again. So based on the couples from this study who were happily married 6 years later, Dr. Gottman said that 87% of the time they were positively turning towards their spouses. Isn't that interesting? Now, the second type of kindness they observed, they're calling looking for the good. And this is a habit that Dr. Gottman noticed in his interview subjects, and it's how each spouse chooses to observe the other and the environment around them. So happily married couples, he says, tend to look for things that are going well in their lives, and they look for different ways that they can build up or complement their spouse. And on the other hand, unhappy couples actively are looking for mistakes that their spouses are making or pointing out things that are not going right. And I have found in my own marriage that you can really find what you look for. So if I want, for example, to appreciate my husband and notice all of the good qualities about him, I'm much more likely to see him exhibiting those. And also the same goes for his weaknesses and mistakes. And if I'm expecting to see those from him, I'm more likely to see them. So for example, my husband has this tendency to leave his socks on the floor all over our apartment. Now, I know he isn't trying to do this purposefully to annoy me, but I have a choice to make in these situations. I can either assume that he might have just forgotten that I've asked him to pick up his socks, or I could assume that he's on this personal vendetta to make life way more difficult for me, and I could choose to get angry at him. So it all comes down to how generously and kindly you think of each other. And then the third type of kindness that the Gottmans observed between married couples, they're calling sharing in joy with each other. So when something good happens to either spouse, such as a promotion at work or a stroke of good luck, it's a really important bonding moment to be equally happy and excited together when things like that happen. So while it's important to be there for each other when things are hard in life, when you show genuine interest in your spouse's joys, that connects you in a really deep way and allows you to have positive memories to draw upon together when life does get hard. So in all of their research, the Gottmans found that having contempt for your partner is the number one factor that tears couples apart. And kindness, on the other hand, is the most important predictor of satisfaction and stability in marriage. And kindness is so important because it makes each person feel cared for, understood, and validated, or in other words, loved. For more information on relationships such as marriage, dating, and parenting advice, you can visit MormonChannel.org for great blog, radio, and video content that you can enjoy and share with others. We're going to end today with a quote from William Shakespeare's famous play, Romeo and Juliet. And this is Juliet speaking when she says, "My bounty is as boundless as the sea. My love is deep. The more I give to thee, the more I have, for both are infinite." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.